Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to take a closer look at Intel. They did announce a supercomputer update in UK. Next, we're going to take a closer look at NVIDIA. Very similar. They also are showcasing some of their AI supercomputer solutions in the UK market. And finally, I want to take a closer look at Amazon. More importantly, their AWS. And they did announce a pretty cool and interesting update to some of their EC2 capacities, which are some of their computational clouding solutions for the AI market. And this is one that I'm going to need your help, guys, to kind of figure out how I should think about this because it has me kind of scratching my head a little bit. So let's get started. All right, so let's start off with Intel. It does seem to be a very, very nice day in the overall market. We can see Intel's up roughly 1%, sitting at $38.22. Even though I'm not talking at, taking a closer look at AMD, AMD is up to $111. This is a company that I've been talking about the past few weeks that I really like it below that $100 price point, and we got it to get to those low 90s. So I'm pretty excited, and congratulations to anybody that got below the $100 price points. Obviously, stocks can be volatile, so we can definitely see those prices before, but I do believe that gives me the below 100 in the low 90s and obviously lower than that. Those are, in my opinion, the best price to risk to reward ratio. So if we take a closer look at this article with Intel, on November 2nd, UK's fastest AI supercomputer is powered by Intel and Dell technology. So Intel and the University of Cambridge announced the deployment of the co-designed Dawn Phase 1 supercomputer, which is obviously going to be used to both power artificial intelligence and high-performance computing solutions, things like in the health, in the weather, very similar to what we hear globally.
I want to thank The Motley Fool for sponsoring this video, and check out fool.com/Jose for the 10 best stocks to buy now. With that link, you get a promotional offer for the subscription service. Now, let's continue with today's episode.
So this Dawn Phase 1 represents a huge step towards AI and simulation capabilities for the UK, and it's deployed and ready to use right now. There's also a Phase 2 supercomputer that will come out in 2024, which will boost really roughly 10 times the level of performance of Phase 1. The new supercomputer right now, which is Phase 1, is based on Dell PowerEdge XE9640 servers, and the 9640 servers are systems combined with two Xeon Sapphire Rapid CPUs and four Intel data center GPUs Max accelerators. So I think this is pretty interesting, right? It is using both Intel's CPU market and GPU product as well with the data center GPU. But I do believe this goes really well for Intel. It does showcase their AI strength. And more importantly, right, we're kind of seeing the data center GPU Max series, where normally when we hear from Intel, we hear about the Gaudi 2 and usually not their GPU product. So I do believe this also bodes well for like 2025, when Intel is expected to release a product that puts together both their GPU and their Gaudi solution into one product, right? Because in 2024, Intel's only going to focus on Gaudi 3, and there's not going to be a GPU solution that I am familiar with. For those that want to learn more about the supercomputing and supercomputing in general, there's going to be a pretty cool event on, which is the Supercomputing 2023. The conference is in Denver, Colorado, but it will be online, and there will be a lot of great information there. So now the next company I want to take a closer look at is NVIDIA. But before we go any further, guys, I'm trying to hit 30,000 subs by the end of the year. So if you haven't, make sure to hit the thumbs up. Make sure to hit the subscribe button. I truly, truly appreciate all the support. So NVIDIA, crazy, sitting almost at $450, up 3% on the day. Year to date, the stock is dominating, up 213%. So NVIDIA recently announced, very similar to Intel, a supercomputer in UK. But what's pretty interesting about this is this supercomputer, there's actually going to be two. The first one is going to be called Isambard AI. I'm pretty sure I'm butchering the name, but it will be packed with 5,000 448 NVIDIA Grace Hopper superchips to deliver a whopping 21 exaflops of AI performance for researchers across the country and beyond. And this, once it's built, is going to be one of the world's fastest AI supercomputers. So I think that's pretty crazy. We're kind of seeing that Grace Hopper superchip that's going to be NVIDIA's CPU and GPU products. We continue to see from Intel, from AMD, and from NVIDIA how important it is to have a multi-chip company, and we're seeing every player do that. So they do mention that today, Isambard AI would rank within the top 10 fastest supercomputers in the world when it becomes operation later in 2024, and it'll be one of the most powerful AI systems for open science anywhere. They also mentioned that there's a second system coming on next year, and this is going to be one that showcases the efficiency. And like I mentioned, there's certain solutions where you don't need acceleration like GPUs. So this one's going to be a non-accelerated high-performance supercomputer, and it's going to be Isambard 3, and it's going to be ranking among the world's three greenest non-accelerated supercomputer, and it will support 384 NVIDIA Grace CPU superchips. So again, now we're seeing NVIDIA really entering here in the CPU market. They've got some nice wins with some pretty cool supercomputers, both in their CPU side, but also the CPU and the GPU together. Now, the final company I want to take a closer look at is Amazon, ticker AMZN. Right now, the stock is sitting at $138, almost $139. Year to date, the stock is up 61.8%. So what I want to take a closer look on Amazon is on October 31st of 2023, AWS announces Amazon EC2 capacity blocks for machine learning workloads. So right now, one of the big issues is, right, customers need a lot of GPUs, and these is something that's such in high demand right now. But unfortunately, there's such in high demand right now that customers right now are committing to purchase large amount of GPU capacity for long durations only to have it sit idle while they aren't actively using it. So let's say maybe I was a company, let's say I'm company AI, and I know I'm going to need GPU solutions in the future, but I don't need it right now. But I know that right now the market is so high that even if I don't need it right now, I'm going to purchase the GPU capacity so I can reserve it and hold it to hand, even though I'm not using that computation power. Just because if I don't purchase it right now while I have it available to me, someone else is going to purchase it, and then I won't have the availability to use it. So Amazon is saying that, hey, look, we're trying to help out our customers, and now customers can actually reserve the amount of GPU capacity they need for short durations to run their workloads, and eliminating holding on to GPU capacity when it's not in use. And they can either kind of reserve them from 1 to 14 days and up to a future timeline of up to 8 weeks in advance, and clusters of up to 512 GPUs. And I think this is pretty good and bad in one way. The reason this is pretty good, because we did see that, hey, look, a lot of customers were hoarding that GPU capacity. So maybe some customers were coming and they were getting angry saying, hey, look, no one has GPU capacity. Maybe I'll just go to another company that does. But in the other hand, I find this kind of weird, right? Because Amazon, if someone is reserving your capacity and is not using it, they're still paying for that for that kind of capacity hold. So Amazon, I want to say, in something like this, they might be losing out on a few bucks. Does this give a little bit of hindsight of maybe the AI market is a little bit weaker than anticipated? Or is Amazon just trying to kind of be nicer to their customers and allow a solution to make sure every one of their customer has the opportunity to be able to use their tools? So like I mentioned, this one has me a little bit confused, because I do want to say a big win for Amazon is obviously if a big customer just reserves their GPU capacity, they get paid regardless if the person is using it at 100% or 0% usage. And at the same time, if their customer is using it as a 0% usage, then then what ends up happening is their hardware actually has longer longevity, right? Because it's being used a lot less. So my overall thoughts, this is something I'm going to have to think about. But if you guys have any thoughts, let me know on the comments below. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Take care. Have a good day and see you next time.